The last meeting, January 28, Monsieur Alan Hogg asked a question about the wheelchairs. So he asked three questions. What is the adequate number of wheelchairs required by an institution of this size, that is the adult portion of the Glenside, to serve this need? If more chairs are obtained by other hospitals, how can we be sure that this greater number will be managed more effectively? Three, which service of the MUHC is responsible for the acquisition and management of the wheelchairs? Okay, so we got the answers. These were quite precise questions. So the answers came from Pierre-Marc Legris and Carlo Rossi. And they did have a telephone discussion with Monsieur Hogg since then on March the 4th. But I wanted to bring forward to the assembly the answers to the questions. Also, how do we determine how many wheelchairs are required? There is currently no formula to help us determine the appropriate number of chairs we should make available. We are in the process of comparing the size of the fleet, of our fleet, to that of other organizations. This exercise should help us to evaluate the requirement for more chairs. Preliminary results do indicate that we should be acquiring more chairs. Chair management. Our current inventory of chairs comprised of three different models for a total of 125 chairs across the MGH and the Glen site. At the Glen pediatric site, we currently have 15 chairs, and 40 more have been ordered for use by the transport team. We do not have a current count of chairs for the Neuro El Lachine site. Currently, we have one full-time employee at the Glen who is dedicated to the recovery of wheelchairs and other rolling stock. We recognize that we do not have an ideal situation for the daily management of the wheelchairs. We are hoping to use that the use of technology could help solutions which are already being used by other hospitals. A project has started to test the use of RFID, radio frequency identification, on our fleet of wheelchairs. This technology would allow us to easily locate our chairs so that they may be returned to the appropriate areas much more efficiently. If the results are positive, we will adopt this technology to track the entire fleet of wheelchairs. The technology, The technology might also help us prevent the disappearance of some chairs. The parking lots will continue to be a challenge, but we are working with the parking attendants to help us collect and return the chairs. So future purchase and funding. The foundations have committed to make available funding for an acquisition of more chairs. Biomed has confirmed funding for additional wheelchair as follow. Glen, 10 regular black chairs, MGH, 45 regular black chairs, plus 20 blue striker chairs, MNH, 10 blue striker chairs. Total 104 chairs that will be purchased. In the next few months, we'll be in a position to identify if more wheelchairs should be purchased, and we might ask the foundation. Okay, at the same time, the transport team is working on developing a policy for the management of wheelchairs, which will help identify roles and responsibilities and improve the overall management and ownership of the wheelchair. The policy is expected this year. Now, in the meantime, we want to say that we are grateful to all the volunteers who are working with us to meet the needs of our patients for wheelchairs and other needs as well, and in helping us recover the wheelchairs located throughout the hospital. Voilà. That was about the wheelchair question.
Yeah, so thank you, Pierre. I just think that highlights the value of some of the questions that we get from the public, and again, encourage public interaction, because I think if we hadn't had the question, this might not have been a focus, and it's obviously an important thing for patients.
Absolutely. So we would be ready for the
questions. Qui a les questions?
We had one question that was announced. Monsieur McCutcheon, please come forward.
Here I am. Good afternoon, Dr. Phillip.
Good afternoon.
I'd like to bring up to your attention that we received a couple of complaints, which are not new. We did get some of those complaints a few years ago. And it's about the rental of the TV for patients in their room. Quite a while back, we had a discussion with the president of Hôpital, sorry.
Yeah. And that's the firm that provides
that has the contract with the hospital to provide the TV. And he would not divulge the contract, the dealings, and but we did find out that there was, where patients were paying a certain amount of money, that there was some of that money that was transferred back to the hospital, whatever, for management. We feel that, I don't think it's an amount that will help the budget of the hospital, but if it was used to reduce the cost of a TV rental, it would help the patient quite a bit. I can tell you that for one day, the first day you rented a TV, it's $16.96 for the first day. And every day after that, it's $13.51. And if you're here for 28 days, even though they give a little discount for 28 days, it's quite a bit of money. It gets very costly for patient. Not everybody can afford that. And I've been a patient. If you're laying in bed, sometimes it's fine. You got cell phone, you got laptop, but it's not like a TV to watch a hockey game or anything, but whatever. We feel that it's a big money maker for the hospital people. But on the other hand, if we could reduce the cost, it would help the patient. We understand that there's a part of the health act which is covered by that. I'm not going to go through all the section 115, for example. And there is activity on the ministerial circular number, which is on 2018-023, gives a framework for this activity. We cannot see that basically with the hospital. It's their contract, their dealing. But if you could look into it and get back to us, if we could work out some arrangement with Hôpital to reduce the costs per day for patient without hurting anybody, and basically I don't think the hospital needs that amount of money to it's not going to help. I don't think at all, unless the dollar figure is very high, which I doubt, but it would help the patient regardless of the amount of money that could reduce the daily costs. So I thank you for taking my question, and I hope to hear from you guys soon. Thank you.
Thank you for the question, Mr. McCutcheon. Obviously, you know much more about this than I do. It's quite clear. We will get back to you in writing, and I will be giving out the answer orally at the next board session. We'll look into it, okay? I don't know. I pay Netflix about $11 a month, so we'll be taking a look at this, and we'll be coming back to you. I'll ask my people to look into that. Thank you very much for the question.